Well, hello everybody. Hello, and thank you very much for being here. Very, very much appreciated. Now, once upon a time, and this is a story, a true story. Once upon a time, Audio Boom was Audio Boom, and it gradually became a really superb social medium. People like yourself maybe were able to upload boos, and you would be able to get comments pretty easily, also make comments on other people's boos. You would be able to get audio direct messages sent to you from people who had listened to what you had communicated on Audio Boo. Well, this story isn't so much about how brilliant Audio Boo used to be in the old days, and it did used to be brilliant in the old days, and it still does have something remarkable. That's one of the reasons why I'm using it today. I have a 20-minute account, and this piece of audio will not be a quick one, but it's all going to be a story about a company called Anchor, a social medium or an app which was launched in February 2016 and which still exists today, but in a radically different form from how it was at the beginning. Now, I got to Anchor late-ish, about 5 months after it began. And I think it was either Bernie Goldbach or Fireman Rich, both of whom are still here on Audio Boom, communicating. One of those two told me about it. I heard that it was a place where you can make 2-minute audios. And since I'm long-winded, or at least fluent, I thought I should practice 2-minute pieces of audio. But, and this was the beauty, the fabulous, and I have unrestrained unrestrained admiration and appreciation for Anchor for providing this. Other people could respond in audio to you for 1 minute. It became, in my mind, the most fabulous. Imagine making audio boos and people replying to you on audio, within Audio Boom. And also, everybody else being able to listen to the conversation. So it was even better than direct messages for a lot of communication. Anchor, within Anchor, a community grew up. I never knew how many people were using Anchor, if you like, outside the community. Just as on Audio Boo, I never really knew how many people were making audio who I didn't follow and whose stuff I didn't get to listen to any single day. I have never known what proportion of the total number of people who were using Anchor were people I was familiar with. But what I did know, and is noticeable on every single social medium out there, is that the vast majority of people using Anchor were listeners. And I love listeners. These are people who don't make any audio themselves, but they listen. And, you know, every now and again, a person who has been a listener, sometimes called a lurker — I regard lurking as a noble form of attention — those people would become communicators. as well as receivers of communication. No, actually, you never know with a, you know, so-called lurker how much of their life is going to be changed by listening and how much of other people's lives are going to be changed by them and what they do as a consequence of listening to you or me or anybody else. Okay, to come back to Anchor and just keep it purely on Anchor, they weren't making any money. They were borrowing money. In other words, they were taking an investment. And for some reason, and for some forces that I don't have access to, something went on behind the scenes and a decision was made by the powers that be and the business Anchor to develop a completely different app, a new business model. And they did it in secret. Now, without going into all the details about it, they got some people who they invited specially to move over onto this new app that they were developing. There was only one little snag. Is as soon as you moved over onto this one, this new app that they were developing, you couldn't at all continue on the earlier one. So you left the community that you were in and you went to this other place. And a number of people got specially invited, a number of people got specially accepted to go over there, and they just disappeared for a number of months. You just didn't know where they were, what was happening to them. There were little bits of rumours saying they were on the beta. One and maybe two people in total. Well, they had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Whether they signed it or whether they agreed to it in, I don't know how they did it. But basically, they were sworn to secrecy. They couldn't leak a single bit of information to the others. So it was like somebody, you know, coming to your dinner party and going out after the first course and never coming back for the second course. You wonder, where are they gone? And you don't know if they've gone home. You don't even know if they've got ill. You don't even know if they've suddenly been overwhelmed with work. Or you don't even know if you've upset them by something you've said. But the bulk of only a small number of people were in that position. The huge majority of the rest of us were beavering away, actually every day loving and loving this social chatter more and more. We were actually bonding deeper and stronger than ever before. And then what I call catastrophe, and this is meant to be a straightforward description of what happened, the new app from Anchor was released into the App Store and into the Android Store at the same time, which is unusual enough, actually. Anyway, it was released into the two stores at the same time, and a load of people, a huge number of people, have on their communication devices an automatic upload. So if a new thing is brought out, they don't have to think about uploading it. They don't have to go to the App Store. It gets automatically uploaded. But hey presto, on this particular case, on Anchor case, once you were automatically uploaded, you were whisked into the new environment. And the new environment is predominantly a broadcast environment. It is very close to the current audio boo. In other words, there are people who are like media companies in their own right. Some of them are already stars, we'll say. And you have a mixture of amateur people, and I don't say this in a derogatory way, aiming to become professional, and you have people who are already professional. But what you can get as a user of the new app is purely an ability to listen. There is one sort of thing that suits some people and has made a bit of a difference, I have to say, is that you can, what is called, you can make an audio in response to somebody's audio on the new Anchor app, but nobody else can hear what you've said. Nobody else can hear what you've said. You it's called a call-in, the person who is broadcasting or who has broadcast something, they get to listen. Now, they can, if they want to, broadcast what you've said, but you never know what's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, it's very much a kind of privileged position to have your piece of message that you've sent in broadcast. And to make it even more distinctive, it's like Snapchat, that everything you have broadcast disappears after 24 hours of you broadcasting it. So it's not like Audio Boom, where you can go back through somebody's booze and listen to them years later, which means that there's a fantastic archive. And, you know, people can copy their archive and everything like that. All of your stuff is there, and the whole world is there to get hold of it. But, for example, if I have a good friend over there on the new Anchor app, and I like what they're doing, I can only listen to their stuff for one day. And if I've missed it on the Sunday and I've been off with my family and I haven't had the time or opportunity to listen to it, or I've been out of Wi-Fi or whatever it is, or 4G or whatever you need, if I've been off the air, if I've been, you know, leading a meditative life, if I've, you know, gone to... Anyway, if I just am not online, that's it, I've missed it. So the person has said their most scintillating thing, and that's the end of it. So what this has led to, and this is part of the story, some people staying, some by complete accident, because they never updated their app, and some staying deliberately, some going to extraordinary lengths to find a way of staying deliberately on the original app. Some going on to Google and finding coding, some very technical people doing that. Some people who have two devices, you know, maybe a tablet and a smartphone, being able to be on both at the same time. But, of course, the vast majority of people don't have two devices. Because as soon as you install, as soon as you install the new thing, you can't have the old thing. Now, this has led to some wonderful conversations on the old app between people who didn't upgrade, if you like. In my language, I have to admit that my judgment is that it's a downgrade. But you could say that I'm a bit prejudiced because I haven't had direct experience of the new app. So I put that in with a kind of disclaimer, warning, if you like. But isn't this interesting? Oh yes, one last thing to say is that the owners of Anchor Business, in the old days on the app number one, they came on, they discussed things, they encouraged people, they even had a community manager who made audios and communicated with people on audios. But at a certain point, the owners of the new of Anchor went into Purda. They didn't say a word. And actually, they've not come out of Purda since. They made all this change without warning anybody, except the people who were on the inside. They didn't warn any of us. They didn't tell us, by the way, next Saturday, there's going to be an update in the store, and the way it's going to work is it's completely different, and when the update is done, you won't be... So you have a choice of staying on one or the other. No. They didn't say a single word. Now, this has led to, as you'd expect, controversy, people complaining, other people saying, no, come over here to the new thing. The new thing is going to inevitably take over from the old thing, so there's no point in staying on the old thing. Now, the old thing has lasted. I think this might be the third week of this whole thing happening. So the old thing, and not only is the old thing surviving, but for some peculiar reason, the old thing is, well, it'd be unfair to say it was growing because some people have been leaving, but some entirely new people have been joining. And I have to say, the quality of the conversations that have been going on you know, has completely hooked me. It's kept me there. And there are people who have been in tears because of the situation. There are people who have been deeply, deeply emotionally touched and moved by the situation. Some have bitterly regretted it. Now, others, it has to be said, are madly enthusiastic, have been absolutely enthusiastic, open, day one, early adopters, and all that. Now, I have no idea about the economics of this. We all assume, or presume, I'm not sure which, actually, we all presume, I think, that this had to be done. Something radically different had to be, there had to be a pivot of some sort. There had to be a change in the business model. But there's been all sorts of discussions about how the change could have been made, how everybody could have gone on to the new thing, how some of the functionality, how the key functionality on the original, which is sometimes called the classic anchor, but on the original thing, could have been retained without much difficulty. There's lots and lots of conspiracy theory going around. In other words, that there's a deliberate effort to get rid of certain individuals, certain people weren't welcome, certain behaviours weren't welcome. And I'm not talking about, you know, inappropriate language. I'm talking about the Anchor original app being not a radio station, but being a social medium, if you like, for chat and for relationships and all that. And there was probably a belief that, look, we won't make any money out of this kind of stuff. But actually, when the original Anchor, when the company launched, it said it was going to produce two things, and it seemed to be of equal importance. One was, Anchor is radio for the people, a democratic, so any, I don't say this derogatorily, any Tom, Dick and Harry could have their own radio station, as well as the celebrities. Okay, and people could, of course, learn radio production skills. Okay, I have to stop now in case this won't upload. But anyway, and I wish I could say, and they all lived happily ever after.